Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. And now, play ball. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sharon moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Sharon scores. Campbell moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon juggles the ball. That's an error on Sharon. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Bishop moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Melillo fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to second. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sharon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Sharon reaches second base with a double. Melillo scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Levy reaches third base with a triple. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons strikes out. 1 out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox strikes out. Farrell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fox out. 2 outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas is hit by the pitch. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campbell strikes out. 2 outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahaffey bunts towards first. Burns fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Melillo covering. It's a double play. 2 outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Melillo bunts towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to second. 1 out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Levy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schult moves to third. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schult scores. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Browns. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sherin hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gosselin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to third. Gosselin moves to second. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schultz hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Haas strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sharon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller pinch hits for Roy Mahaffey. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns juggles the ball. That's an error on Burns. Bishop moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Kramer scores. Cochran moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Tim McKeithen now pitching. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Burns reaches third base with a triple. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns scores. One out. It's 5-3, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.